Welcome to Grim Pickens. I'm your host, Pete Phillips, and today I'm going to read a short story from the Brothers Grimm. And as we reach the 10th story, I can assure you that I am not getting any better at reading things aloud. But thank goodness for editing. Today I'll be reading from The Original Folk and Fairy Tales of the Brothers Grimm, translated by Jack Zipes. In this edition, Zipes sought to translate the original stories from the Brothers Grimm and not rely on other translations that predecessors may have made. So it is a fresh take on the originals. The Adventures of Chanticleer and Partlet, How They Went to the Mountains to Eat Nuts. The Pack of Ragamuffins. The Vulgar Crew. A Pack of No-Goods. The Pack of Scoundrels. Or Jack Zipes' translation, Riff Raff. The rooster said to the hen, "The nuts are ripe. Let's go up the hill for once and eat our fill of nuts before the squirrel hauls them all away." "Yes," responded the hen, "let's go and have a good time together." So they went up the hill, and since it was such a bright day, they stayed till evening. Now, I don't know whether it was because they had stuffed themselves too much or whether they had become too high and mighty, but they didn't want to return home on foot. So the rooster had to build a small carriage made out of nutshells. When it was finished, the hen got in and said to the rooster, "Now you just have to harness yourself to it." "No," said the rooster, "you have some nerve. I'd rather go home by foot than let myself be harnessed to this carriage. No, that was not part of the bargain. I'd gladly be coachman and sit on the box, but I refuse to pull the carriage." As they were quarreling, a duck came by quacking and pouted, "You thieves! Who said you could come up on my nut hill? Just you wait, you'll pay for this." She charged at the rooster with a wide open beak, but the rooster was on his toes and threw himself at the duck's body, nice and hard. Then he dug his spurs into her so violently that the duck begged for mercy and willingly let herself be harnessed to the carriage as punishment. Now the rooster sat down on the box as coachman, and off they went in a gallop. "Duck, run as fast as you can," cried the rooster. After they had gone some distance, they encountered two travelers on foot, a needle and a pin, who called and asked them to stop. They said it would soon be very dark, and they wouldn't be able to go one step farther. Besides, the road was dirty, so they asked if they could have a ride. They had been at the tailor's tavern outside the town gate, and had had one beer too many, which made them late as well. Since they were thin and did not take up much room, the rooster let them both get in, but they had to promise not to step on his or the hen's feet. Later that evening, they came to an inn, and since they didn't want to travel any further, and since the duck was not walking well, but swayed from side to side, they decided to stop there. At first, the innkeeper raised a lot of objections and said his inn was already full. Moreover, he thought they were not a very distinguished-looking group. However, they used some sweet talk and offered him the egg that the hen had laid along the way, and told him that he could keep the duck, who laid an egg a day. So finally he relented and said they could spend the night. Now they ordered some good hot food and had a merry time of it. Early the next morning, as the sun was rising and everyone was asleep, the rooster woke the hen, fetched the egg, pecked it open, and together they devoured it. That is horrific. After throwing the shells on the hearth, they went to the needle, who was still asleep, grabbed him by the head, and stuck him into the innkeeper's easy chair. They then stuck the pin into the innkeeper's towel. Finally, without much ado, they flew away over the heath. The duck, who liked to sleep in the open air and had spent the night in the yard, heard the flapping of their wings, so she roused herself, found a brook, and swam away. That went much faster than being harnessed to a carriage. A few hours later, the innkeeper got out of bed, washed himself, and took the towel to dry off. However, the pin scratched his face, leaving a red mark from ear to ear. Then he went to the kitchen and wanted to light his pipe, but as he leaned over the hearth, the eggshells popped into his eyes. "Everything's attacking my head this morning," he said. and went to sit down on his easy chair to settle his bad mood. But he jumped up immediately and screamed, "Ow!" The needle had stuck him worse than the pin, and not in the head. Now he was completely angry and suspected the guests who had arrived late the night before, but when he went looking for them, they were gone. Then he swore he would never let Riff Raff stay in his inn, especially when they eat so much, pay nothing, and play mean tricks on top of it all. Well, I should say this is a very clear moral to the story. Don't let Riff Raff stay at your inn. If they don't pay, they eat too much, and they play dirty tricks. It feels like there's a lot left unsaid in this particular story. The dynamic between the rooster and the hen expecting to be pulled by the rooster, that's a strange dynamic. I'm not really quite sure what's going on with those two. And then the enslavement of the duck seems very inappropriate. From the start of this story, I think we have the appropriate title here. And if you did notice beforehand, I said five other titles, and that's because no two English translators have actually used the same title for these stories. They all translate it a little bit differently. And as I said from the beginning, we have some characters who have some major flaws. The hen expects the rooster to carry her along. The rooster has the idea to steal the nuts away from the squirrel. Not to take their share, but to go hog wild up there on the hill. And certainly, the duck has a bit of an attitude problem, but doesn't necessarily deserve to be enslaved. And suddenly, we have an anthropomorphic pin and needle, which struck me as quite strange. Because we're used to people and animals speaking in these fairy tales, but not having drunk pins and needles. Still, they are integral to the plot, so that they can vex the innkeeper later in the story. There is something very interesting that happens in this story, and you may have picked up on it. It was at this portion. So they went up the hill, and since it was such a bright day, they stayed till evening. Now, I don't know whether it was because they had stuffed themselves too much, or whether they had become too high and mighty. The narrator puts themselves in the story using first person. This is unexpected, and I was surprised to see it in this tale. One, because the tale seems so insignificant in the greater collection, and two, we haven't reached a tale yet that has used this point of view. I'm interested to see how we fare with that moving forward. Though maybe it was just this translation. Nope, I just quickly checked another one, and they also utilize the first-person point of view. So while this is a very short story today, we have noticed something new. And we can look forward to noticing more new things as we continue reading. Grim Pickens is hosted and produced by me, Pete Phillips. We have some musical flourishes by Gregor Quendel via Pixabay, and for now, a theme song made by AI. Grim Pickens is part of the Y'all Heard podcast family. You can rate and subscribe in your podcast player of choice to get more bite-sized stories by the Brothers Grimm.